Well, Teresa, who are we going to look at today?
We're going to look at Bruce Willis, the actor.
Yes, indeed.
He's a 1-3 generator on the right angle cross of the vessel of love in the quarter of initiation. He's a first color, right fixed, single definition. He's got a conscious 4629 with the 29 also unconscious, and then he's got this all unconscious 3410 with the 10 also being conscious.
Yeah, I mean, the first thing you notice is look at all the activations in that G center, and 20 of the 26 activations are lower trigram, a 1-3 profile, and this vessel of love, it's the coolest love. It's not personal in a way. It's I love my guitar as much as you. I love the view out the window.
It's die-hard love.
It's not sexual.
One of the things that's interesting about him is he has this open throat, and then when he was young, he stuttered. And actually, the only place where he found that he could actually manage his stutter was on the stage. And so he started acting, pretty young. And obviously he doesn't stutter at this point, but that's an interesting thing about him, that he really, I think, gained the confidence on the stage, and then became an instant success. That's the other thing. He has this line of being discovered, and that
Discovery.
he actually, when he came to Hollywood, he auditioned for that movie Moonlighting, and there were like 3,000 guys, and he was the one that was picked, and then he was just instantly famous, and that series ran for like 5 years. I mean, this is
All
really the
right,
beginning.
I even remember the kind of controversy between him and whoever the star, the
Cybill Shepherd.
Cybill Shepherd, they would have things. But it's that innocent quality of his, the 55-3, and modesty. I mean, look at that, 15th gate, third line and fourth line, which is about modesty and achievement, and it's a vessel of love, so you just respond to this guy.
Well, and I think that, he's kind of known as one of these guys that doesn't really have attitude. Right? That, he's basically, I mean, obviously he follows his convictions. I mean, what he believes in, he believes in, right? But I mean, he's got that completely open ego. Right?
So, but 13th gate, fifth line, the savior. It's charismatic, but it's about finding a role for other people, and this genius for stimulating expression with that 56 gate second line, and then a drive to stimulate with the first line in that 56.
But this selflessness, that 25-1, the selflessness, I
Right.
think, it's like he went to, Haley, Idaho, I think, bought all this land, put all this money into the town,
Right.
wherever he goes, I
Right.
think he's a very, generous guy in that way.
Well, what I like about him and have liked about him for years, it's the same thing I liked about Jack Nicholson. A willingness to take a very small part in a play, not or a movie, and not be the star. I mean, Jack Nicholson in Reds had 10 minutes on camera as I forgot the writer he was playing in that, but it was just. And Bruce Willis is willing to do that too, collaborate with others and to stimulate,
Well, and the reason we thought of him is because we saw him in Red, and he just has such, you just like this guy, I think. There's just something about him. There's kind of this twinkle in his eye, and none of it's really all of that serious, and that he can just be kind of taken.
Well, I mean, this modesty, 10th gate, first line, about knowing your place and being in your place and allowing other people to shine, the savior. And, so it's like he's perfect for some kind of ensemble cast, no matter how, this is his design. This isn't like, oh, now that I have the money, I'm going to be in charge, or I'm going to, he doesn't have leadership or rulership or
No, and
the.
I think he just, again, he likes to act and be with these people. I mean, he was in The Expendables, that movie with
Right, that's the
Schwarzenegger
reason why.
and Sylvester Stallone, and now they want to make a sequel to
Right.
that. And they're about to make, Die Hard 5. I mean, he's done four of these, and it's probably, I mean, he's made a lot of money, and it's one of those sequels, though, that they're really enjoyable. I mean, and it's really because of him, I think,
Right, is he just plays this character, and he was married to Demi Moore for I don't know how long,
10 years, they had three
and
daughters.
then here's this Ashton Kutcher, which is who, so many years younger than Demi, and yet he maintains this harmony,
He
which
went to their wedding.
I kind of got a kick out of this, maintaining with the 62-4, I think. Maintaining harmony in the relationships and, acceptance of the other person and
Well, and raising these daughters together.
right.
But he's cute. He swore he was never going to get married again. And this year, he met, I guess it's a model, this Emma. She's an
Yeah.
actress and a model, right? She's much younger. She's like 30 years old, right? So she's a lot younger than him. But he says, I lasted one date. I went from fuck love to love is truly the answer.
Well, he has no awareness. He's just so centered in himself, but that doesn't really get out to the throat. Single definition. So it's like I really don't need anybody. And with this vessel of love, which is just impersonal, loving Idaho as much as, your relationship, but you can see a person really primed for conditioning.
Yeah, but he has all these gates of love, right? So
Yeah.
love is really the question. And so, I mean,
Love is
so
all there is.
love is all there is. So it's really funny, that he's going to go from this, fuck love, right? To love is truly the answer. And it's like, well, of course, love is truly the answer for you because, you're a vessel and it's the biggest question in your life. And now you've found somebody else to love, right? I mean, it's very cute. That
No.
individuality, I mean, I think that's part of that. And really, I think this sense of the innocence that you're talking about,
Right.
but this discovery, that he just gets into the experience and he just goes with it. Whether it's this little part or, they made a video game and he was originally going to just be one of the characters. And I think they got so enamored of him, they rewrote the whole game and made the whole thing about him.
Right,
And
right.
I think that's kind of what happens, right?
Well, first gate, fifth line, energy to attract society, this individual expression. And he's got the second gate, of direction. And it's a genius for, it's just a knack for, being in this direction and being discovered here and there and succeeding where others fail. Or, I can't really think of failures of his.
Well, his career is kind of gone, up and down. I mean, he's made some flop. He's made a lot of movies in all
No.
these years. I
I
mean,
go to a Bruce Willis movie, no matter what it is, for Bruce Willis.
yeah.
I mean, he did a movie with Meryl Streep, I think, where he played again, one, not the main character. Oh, it was with Meryl Streep and Goldie Hawn as the two women. One was dead or something. I don't know. It was just, and he played this weird
Oh,
role
right.
and.
This is what the one when they're trying not to age.
Or
Is that the
something.
one? Anyway, I mean, yeah, he's just, and I think part of it is like looking at his design. He's so open, but
Yeah.
there's this really compact part of him,
Well, look,
right?
where is he centered?
And he's centered, right? He's really centered. He doesn't even know how centered he is. I mean, he says he's prouder of being a father, than being an actor. And I think, he's been a good father, although I think he was quite disturbed by the fact that they ended up getting divorced. And, they were such a high profile couple,
Right.
both of them in movies, not around enough, And so they actually, I think they're one couple that are such a great example in that sense of they divorce without all of this,
Yeah.
acrimony and negativity. They've stayed friends. They took care of their kids together. They're still really good
Right.
friends. I mean, great example of
Well,
relationship.
41st gate, first line, that's his personality moon. We can make the best of it. The fantasy and imagination to make the best out of what the situation is, and it's interesting to think, oh, he has the 58-2 coming out of that open root center of perversion, I wonder if that's like rebelling against what brought you success in the first place, or but it's just this idea of you could say that this friendship that he has with Demi and is perverse, you know, what's wrong with him? And you know, I'm not saying that, but I'm just, you know, and looking at his chart, going, well, you know, other people might find that perverse. So,
Well, it's genius for perverse stimulation, right? And I think that's part of that quality that
part of
he
the
sort of
roles he
has,
takes,
right?
yeah.
And those roles, and it's like, okay, here I'm going to be in, Die Hard and Yippee-ki-yay. I mean, he did almost all his own stunts in the very first one. I don't know as he's aged if that continues to be
Right, he's
true, but
55 now.
yeah.
And Teresa, we're out of time,
Oh
okay?
no.
So say goodnight, Teresa.
Good night, Teresa.